This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 4th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Four Nigerian church leaders from the town of Gargata held a church service on February 23rd in the building which had been destroyed just 2 days prior by Muslim militants, reports International Christian Concern. In one photo, the four men are sitting on plastic chairs amongst the ashes and remains of their church building. They did this as a statement that the church is not the destroyed building, but the living Christians. Despite being located at the epicenter of the coronavirus, Wuhan's Root and Foot Christian Church has vowed to continue on with its vital gospel work, reports FaithWire.com. When thousands fled the city in fear of the fast-spreading virus, Pastor Wong Lee decided to stay and tend to those who were left behind. Lee's ultimate hope was that the people would place their trust in Christ during such an uncertain time, saying the virus, quote, presents an opportunity to glorify God, end quote. The church is meeting through 30 small groups who gather online every day for an hour, praying, studying the Bible, worshiping, and sharing with each other. Plus, the church sends out 10 members on a daily basis, clad in protective gear, to deliver meals, masks, sanitizing spray, Chinese medicine, and other antivirus supplies for vulnerable Christians to take care of their needs. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." A violent storm spawned one or more tornadoes, wreaking havoc on parts of Tennessee, including Nashville, and claimed the lives of at least 22 people late Monday night, reports USA Today. CNN reports that the twisters collapsed more than 40 structures. Additionally, tens of thousands of people are without power. Christian musicians who live in Nashville have spoken up, reports the Christian Post. Stephen Curtis Chapman shared a Bible verse of comfort for his city, quoting Psalm 34, verse 18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." At the Worldview's press time in the Super Tuesday contest among Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden was predicted to have won Alabama, Arkansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia, reports Politico.com. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont won Colorado, Texas, and Vermont. And former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who spent $500 million on the race, only won American Samoa, 6,000 miles from the U.S. mainland, projects NBC. Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson reacted to the endorsements of Joe Biden by Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and Tom Steyer ahead of the Super Tuesday vote.
"And tonight they have found their warhorse, a hero they imagine will carry them forth to victory against the wild-haired infidel from Vermont. This is the man they believe has the competence, the intensity, the intellect to repel the seething horde of Sandersites. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Biden."
"My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate."
"Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts."
"Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
"Yep, that's the man. If that's the kind of transformational candidate you're looking for, Joe Biden is your man. They're pushing a defective product on consumers, and they know it. They're selling lawn darts. But whatever it takes. The Biden campaign isn't about ideas, much less ideals. The Democratic establishment's only concern is institutional control. That's where all of their power comes from holding together and running things. The real threat of Bernie Sanders is the threat he poses to the party. He could split it in half and break it forever. That cannot happen. Joe Biden is their last chance. That's why they're backing him."
A Wisconsin high school has closed its gender-neutral bathroom after an 18-year-old student was arrested for fourth-degree sexual assault and child enticement inside the facility, reports the Christian Post. Austin Sauer, a student at Rylander High School, was arrested last week, according to the Oneida County Sheriff's Office, reports WSAW. Media reports have not identified the sex of the minor victim, but the child is likely a girl. Chris Matthews, one of the longest tenured voices at MSNBC, announced his retirement during Monday night's airing of his talk show Hardball, reports NBC News.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring. This is the last Hardball on MSNBC. And obviously, this isn't for lack of interest in politics. As you can tell, I've loved every minute of my 20 years as host of Hardball. Well, after a conversation with MSNBC, I decided tonight will be my last Hardball. So let me tell you why. The younger generations out there are ready to take the reins. We see them in politics, in the media, in fighting for their causes. They are improving the workplace. We're talking here about better standards than we grew up with. Fair standards. A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
Not only did Laura Bassett, a former MSNBC contributor, write a scathing column for GQ magazine entitled, "Like Warren, I Had My Own Sexist Run-In with Chris Matthews," but Matthews' own wife, Kathleen Matthews, had expressed concern to MSNBC executives. And finally, on Monday, West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice signed a bill that requires abortionists and doctors to provide medical care for babies who survive an abortion, reports the Christian Post. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.